Hello?
Hello, hi. This is Ricardo. I'm from Georgia Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting a voluntary opinion survey. And we'd like to ask you a few questions, sir, about issues facing your community and the nation. Just to make sure, sir.
About what?
You want me to repeat it? Okay.
I'm sorry, again?
Yes, I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation, sir. Just to make sure...
All right, sure, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm 18. Go ahead.
Okay, so what's the year of birth, just to make sure? Everything is being recorded and monitored for quality assurance purposes. Remember that.
Okay.
Okay. What year were you born?
I'm not going to give up my date of birth information.
Sure. I'm sorry. I cannot do nothing with a just date of birth.
Let's just say I'm plus 40, right?
Okay. That helps. Okay, good. All right. Thank you. And what is your race?
Black.
Thank you. All right. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I am a Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not strong Democrat?
I am a strong Democrat.
Very nice. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received, sir?
I have completed 4 years of college.
Beautiful. Nice. All right, let's see here. Next are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, or somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction which the country is headed?
I'm not satisfied.
Not satisfied. Okay. Thank you. Very unsatisfied. Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
I do approve mostly of what he's doing. If I had to give him a grade, I'd give him a B plus.
Okay. Say strongly or somewhat approve or disapprove, okay? You strongly...
Somewhat approve, yeah.
Okay, somewhat approve. Gotcha. Thank you. All right. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral, or 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them, you may use any number from 0 to 10. Depending on how you feel, sir. If you don't know, you never heard of a person or a group, tell us that as well, okay? I'm sorry. Democrats in Congress,
okay.
0 to 10?
6.
10?
6. 6.
6, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, Donald Trump?
0.
Okay. Fannie Willis.
An 8.
Beautiful. Cornel West, I'm sorry.
0. He's kind of irrelevant, so.
Okay, no problem. Brian Kemp.
0.
0. Kamala Harris. I think I pronounced
5. That. Yeah, Kamala Harris. 5.
Okay, and Joe Biden.
Who? Joe Biden?
Mm-hmm.
7. I'll give Joe Biden a 7.
Okay, great. Thank you, sir. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, I'm sorry, where 0 means your vote has no power at all and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes or on issues that matter to you.
I'm going to put that at about a 6 right now. My vote has power only if other like-minded individuals also vote with me.
Gotcha. Thank you, sir. Beautiful. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that matter most in their, on their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to your community.
I'm going to say a 7, because depending on where their vote can actually have an enormous amount of power, especially in districts where they don't traditionally come out and register to vote.
Exactly. Okay. Thank you, sir. Beautiful. How would you describe black political power since 2020? Would you say it is much more powerful, somewhat more powerful? There's no difference. It's somewhat less powerful, or is it much less powerful?
I'm going to say that's also a 7. It is a little bit more powerful, but again, black people have to come out and vote on the issues that are concerning to them. And not listen to what other people say, what should be important to them.
Thank you so much, sir. I'm doing great, actually. We know it's a little way off, but we know it's a little way off, but it stands now. How likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you definitely would not vote, 5 means there's a 50-50 chance you will vote, and 10 means you will definitely will vote on 2024, sir. 0 to 10.
That's a 10. I vote all the time for everything.
Yes, sir. Remember, your opinion is really important to us. Would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you do not care at all who is elected president in 2024?
I care a great deal about who is elected president in 2024.
Thank you, sir. Beautiful. Is the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other states and local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West, another third-party candidate? Would you vote, or would you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
I will vote for Joe Biden, or whoever the Democratic nominee is.
Thank you. All right. Now for something a little different, has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
My life has been pretty constant, so I guess I'm lucky in that regard. I guess fortunately for me, I'm not a woman or a member of the LGBTQ community whose lives are heavily affected right now by some of the policies that the Republicans have put in place. So,
gotten worse.
I'm going to say, I can honestly say my life has been...
stayed about the same?
I purchased my home at a time when it was easy to purchase a house. So
beautiful.
I don't have that.
You see? You're smart. You made yourself, you know, the first thing in life. You got to buy your house. That's important.
Yeah.
Great. So, not for something.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I interrupted you. Go ahead.
I think my life has been pretty consistently okay for the most part. Yes.
Gotcha. Thank you. All right. Great. I'm glad you're doing great, sir. I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use you can use any number between 0 to 10. Environmental justice.
Oh, that's a 10.
A 10?
Yeah.
Okay. Gun control?
That's a 10 as well.
Great. Criminal justice reform?
That is definitely a 10.
Great. Crime and violence?
Crime and violence is a mixed bag, so I'm going to give that a 7.
Okay. And inflation or cost of living?
That is a 10 as well.
Okay. voting rights, lastly?
That's an 11, actually.
11.
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, I'm going to read you a list of issues again, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use your any number between 0 to 10, sir. Like, same thing, environmental justice.
I'm going to say a 7.
Mm-hmm. Gun control?
Because there's been no movement on gun control, I'm going to give that, say, a 4. They talk about it, but they just don't do it. So.
Okay. No problem. Thank you, sir. Criminal justice reform?
Again, that's one of those things where they talk about it, but there's been a little movement on it, so I'm going to give it a 4.
Okay.
Below average.
Okay. Crime and violence.
That's a mixed bag, whatchamacallit, so I'll just give that a 6 and leave it at that.
Thank you. Inflation,
yeah,
or cost of living?
The Democrats are trying to address that, so I'm going to give them a 7 on that.
Thank you, sir. Voting rights, lastly.
Again, that's something that the Democrats are fighting to address, so I'm going to give them a 7 on that.
Thank you, sir. All right, great. I'm going to read you a list of flaws the Biden administration of Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impacted your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all.
Okay.
In a proclamation on granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same. A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all, or never heard of it?
I've definitely heard of it, but it hasn't really impacted my life a great deal. So I would say not that much.
Not that much, gotcha.
It's a good thing that's doing. It hasn't impacted my life that
much. Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
It's a great choice. The strategy to counter domestic terrorism directed the Department of Homeland Security to allocate $77 million to state and local partners to combat domestic extremism and increase the screening process to ensure white supremacists don't work for federal, state, or local police departments. A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, or never heard of it.
I'm going to say a great deal because that's important. We can't have white supremacists in charge of the levers of power in this country.
That's great. Awesome. And lastly, the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act provides more than $15 billion to expand access to clean drinking water as well as eliminate lead pipes. Great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, never heard of it.
That will be a great deal because even though it doesn't affect me personally, I have family in areas where that's an issue. So it'll definitely help them get some of that funding.
Great. Nice choice. Great. We're almost done. Now I'm going to read you some reasons that black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden and Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each reason on a scale of 0 to 10. Where 10 means it is an extremely convincing reason to vote on November 2024, and a 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote in November. You can select any number from 0 to 10. President Biden's administration has accomplished a lot, but those policies aren't well known because our Republican-controlled state government blocks these federal investments that are supposed to help our communities. Medicaid expansion is a clear example of the Georgia legislature leaving many in need of health care uninsured while hospitals continue to close in our communities. It is time for us to understand the real reason Georgians are not seeing the impact of President Biden's policies. 0 to 10, sir, how would you, extremely convincing or 0, not convincing at all?
That's a 10, well, that's a 10 because it's true. Most Republican legislatures have either blocked funding for a lot of the CARE Act stuff, or in the case of some states, will take credit for it and claim that their initiatives that they started, when in fact it is those.
Exactly. Great. Nice choice. So lastly, Black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to elections, electing our next president, I'm sorry, in 2024, we have a clear choice. Will we continue to move forward, or will we go backwards? Will we fight for the future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health, or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time. In 2024, it is up to us to decide our future. So is it 0 to 10, not at all convincing or extremely convincing?
Well, it is convincing. I would say that's a 10 because we proved that in the last election when we elected John Ossoff and Reverend Warnock.
Mm-hmm.
And Georgia went for. So that's definitely a 10 because that's definitely a thing that can happen if people just get out and vote. And the plurality of those votes came from Fulton County and DeKalb County, which
Great.
Is primarily Black. There you go.
Okay, awesome. Beautiful. One moment. All right, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? So please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10 again. 0, not power at all, or 10 means that you have a lot of power?
Like I said, it's a 7 because I have to get out there and vote, but other people have to get out there and vote as well.
Okay.
So you can't sit there and complain about things that are happening that affect you, but not cast a vote to try to change those things. Even if you don't win on that particular policy issue, maybe the next time around enough people will get out there and vote with you. So you never know.
Right. Great. Awesome.
Yeah.
So that's a 7. Great. Again, we know it's a little way off, but it stands out now. I'm sorry. How likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, or other states and local offices? 0 to 10 again, sir.
Like I said, it's a 10. I'm going to vote. So.
Great. Yeah, just making sure you didn't change your mind. would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you do not care at all who is elected president in 2024?
Of course I care who gets elected president of the United States.
Yes, it's very important. if the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump or Cornel West or another third-party candidate? Or would you not vote for the
Joe
president?
Joe
Biden.
I would vote for Biden. Yeah.
All right, that was the last one. How much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? A fair fight? A great deal? A fair amount? Not that much? Not at all? Never heard of it?
Not that much. Because the polls don't matter until literally the day of the election. So,
okay.
There you go.
Great.
Yeah.
How about a fair count? A great deal, a fair amount? Fair count? Is it a great deal, a fair amount? Not that much, not at all? Never heard of it?
No. I would say not that much.
Okay, thank you. Black voters matter.
Yes, of course they do.
Okay, a great deal, a fair amount, not that much.
A great deal, right?
Beautiful. Secretary of State.
Okay, what about it?
Is it a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, never heard of it?
The Secretary of State of Georgia or the Secretary of State of the U.S.?
Of Georgia, yeah.
Of Georgia, great deal. He can cover for voting and all the rules therefore, so yes.
Great. Thank you, sir. How about local board of election?
Great deal.
Thank you. Pro-Georgia?
Sure. Yes. The what?
Yes, how about pro-Georgia? Have you heard of it? Not at all? Not that much? A fair amount? A great deal?
No, I haven't heard of pro-Georgia.
Okay, never heard of it. Okay, gotcha. New Georgia Project, how about that one? Have you heard about that one?
I haven't heard of that one either.
And lastly, People's Agenda.
I haven't heard of People's Agenda either.
We're almost done. Oh, great. Thank you. These next few questions are for statistical purposes only. I'm sorry. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very progressive.
Beautiful. Thank you. Do you consider yourself one heterosexual or straight? Two, lesbian or gay? Three, bisexual or four? Something else?
Heterosexual, straight.
Great. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Unmarried.
Okay. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
How would you describe your employment status? Do you have full-time, part-time, unemployed, retired?
Self-employed.
Okay. Thank you. One moment. Self-employed. I'm up here. Self-employed. All right. Well, we're almost done. Wow. And this is the last question. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources? Before taxes, your best estimate is fine. Do you, around how much did you make in 2022 from taxes?
I'm not going to give an exact amount, but let's say 60,000 plus.
Thank you. Great. All right. Finally, we'd like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert. What this means is we would like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short surveys by phone, text, or email, invite you to events going on in your community, and or simply remind you of upcoming elections. As a thank you for serving as a Georgia Knowledge Expert, I would like to offer $10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as a Georgia Knowledge Expert?
I can't commit to that right now. I've got a lot of stuff on my schedule, so sorry.
Okay, no problem. All right, great. We've finished, sir. Well, thank you for your time, sir. It was a great pleasure speaking with you. I do thank you for your time, and
okay. You
have a blessed day.
Hey, thank you. Bye.
Take care. Bye. Thank you.